elections closed at midday. Mr Swinney's expected to become Scotland's next First Minister after a vote at Holyrood, which is likely tomorrow. Labour's Lord McConnell was First Minister during his first stint at the helm of the SNP.
I think he'll be very good at the party management. He's a party man. He's very good at crisis management and controlling what's happening inside the party. I think it will be interesting to see whether he's able to move from the relative shadows into that primary position.
Families have begun fleeing part of the Gazan city of Rafah after Israel warned it's about to launch a new offensive there. It's dropped leaflets telling residents to move to an area further north where it promises food and shelter. Israel's been warning for weeks it plans to attack Hamas targets in Rafah. Military analyst Sean Bell says it could happen within days.
It would be a very difficult military operation. I mean, the density, people, 1.4 million people. It's a lot of people in a small area. How on earth a military operation would differentiate the civilian population from the hostages, from Hamas and from their own soldiers?
Single-sex toilets could soon be mandatory in new restaurants, offices and shopping centres in England. Women and Equalities Minister Kemi Badenoch thinks the proposed law will ease safety, privacy and dignity concerns. Leaked papers reveal the government once tried to negotiate a Rwanda-style migration deal with Iraq. Talks appear to have been advanced and would have seen asylum seekers being sent to a country the Foreign Office tells British travellers is unsafe. It's understood West Ham have agreed a deal to replace David Moyes as manager. Julen Lopetegui will apparently take over at the end of the season. And French bakers have made the world's longest baguette. It measured in at 140 metres long. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Can you imagine tucking into that baguette, eh? Oh, dear me. Well, it is a bank holiday, so what did you expect? Well, I'll tell you that we can expect showery outbreaks all day at a top temperature of 14 degrees at best, which is going to dip to 10 overnight. But when you're back at work tomorrow, there's going to be more appearances of the sun helping to nudge the temperature up to 19 degrees. And things continue to improve for the rest of the week with sunny intervals expected every day with the temperature potentially topping 21 degrees by Friday. And even better news is more sunshine and warmth should be staying with us throughout the next weekend. Good stuff.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 1-2-3.
Out of sight!
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
We'll be right back.
That's the Tramps there with a Disco Inferno. And it's Scott Ross welcoming you to another week of 1-2-3 shows and yet another bank holiday. So, as per usual, the weather's not exactly great, but then we've barely enjoyed any great weather this year. So, what do we have for your delight today? Well, first off, we have news of what happened when a man working at an art museum attempted to display one of his own creations. And we're also going to be reporting on the US state where they're desperately trying to fathom out how they appear to be sitting on a massive £1.4 billion surplus in their coffers. But before all that, I must, of course, thank the award-winning Michelle Ward and her plethora of guests, including singer-songwriter Bird and Caroline Spencer, Lucretia and Andrea for the past 3 hours of scintillating radio. And Michelle will be back in situ from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again. When in a packed program again, she's going to be joined by Eddie Reader from the chart-topping band Fairground Attraction, as well as Warren and Diana Jessup from Not Just Travel. But let's get things music going away musically right now with the Zootons, who are creeping on the dance floor. Well, they wouldn't be doing that if there's a Disco Inferno, but let's see. Creeping on the dance floor there, it's the Zootons. You won't get me anywhere near a dance floor. It's a total disaster area. Now, thanks to you, the Brentwood Food Bank, part of the Trussell Trust, are currently able to support around 200 local people every week. These numbers are increasing all the time without your continued support. And none of this, of course, would be possible. Now, you can keep tabs on current needs by checking the Food Bank link on our website. But note that in addition to food, the Food Bank also try to help in other ways by directing people to other organisations such as CAP for debt and Peabody for housing and benefit issues. And of course, with better weather on the way, certainly by this weekend by the looks of things, you may be considering a garden barbecue. And if so, note that the Brentwood Brewing Company are offering discount vouchers to anyone donating food to the Food Bank via the collection bucket in their shop. And please note that the Food Bank has two centres where you can donate. Donninghurst Road Community Church, 56 to 60 Donninghurst Road here in Brentwood, which is open Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Or you can go to the Brentwood Baptist Church, 91 Kings Road, also in Brentwood, which is open Fridays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Alternatively, of course, just give them a call on 01277 224 528. That, of course, is a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528. And you can also contact them by email at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks very much for your continued support. Right now, keeping strong enough, it's Jonas Brothers and Bailey Zimmerman.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good, pour me all your love, make it strong enough. I'm never coming down.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this. Sonny Go!
She was indeed. That's Talking Heads from a few years ago. Now, an art museum in Germany has reportedly fired a member of staff after he put up one of his own paintings on display. It seems that the 51-year-old man hung one of his artworks at Munich's Pikatuke, P Pinacoteca, I can't even pronounce it, Pinacoteca de Moderne in February in the hope of achieving his artistic breakthrough. No one seems to know just how long the 60 by 120 centimetre creation was on display, although a spokesperson for the gallery claimed it was noticed immediately by other staff and quickly taken down and returned to the artist. But police said they're investigating a complaint of willful damage to property as the worker allegedly drilled two holes into a wall in order to hang his painting. Apparently, the man concerned had access to exhibition rooms outside opening hours due to his job in the museum's technical services team. And this particular museum is one of Europe's largest museums of contemporary and modern art, holding more than 20,000 works, including paintings by Pablo Picasso, Paul Klee and Max Beckmann. So there you are. Anyway, just for all of them, here's Don McLean.
Starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue. Colors changing hue, morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
McLean and Vincent.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, let's start off with the M25. Delays of 4 minutes and increasing on the clockwise M25 between junction 28 for A12 Brook Street roundabout and all the way back to the other motorway further up. The speed, average speed in that area is about 15 miles an hour, so just watch out for that. We still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but you have to follow diversions for Ingatestone. In Billericay, a road closure is affecting Norsey Road until the 17th of May. Temporary traffic signals are in operation in Hutton on Long Ridings Avenue at Woodland Avenue and also on Byron Road around Kingsley Road. Due to water main work, no through traffic is permitted on Hatch Road between Alderton Close and Doddinghurst Road, and telecoms work is resulting in temporary traffic signals on Church Street at West Haddonfield Road in Great Baddow. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, note that all national rail services could be affected by strike action from today until Saturday, and reduced services will be operating on many Great Anglia routes tomorrow when there'll be no services on C2C at all. And you can get a lot more information by going to the website nationalrail.co.uk/service_disruptions. And as far as London Transport services are concerned, note that Kentish Town Underground Station will remain closed until late summer for the escalators to be replaced, but the Thames Link Station will remain open. And park closures today are affecting the Circle District and Docklands Light Railway, and you can get more information by going to the Transport for London website, tfl.gov.uk. We'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2, but at 1.31, very nearly 1.32, you are now fully up to date. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 123 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey will be along on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. Then at 6, it'll be Andy Gardner creeping in under the radar. At 8, it'll be the Vixter encouraging you to turn it up. And then between 10 p.m. and the witching hour, you'll find Cameron Hughes in your house, following which we have 7 hours of non-stop hits back to back.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98 FM.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red. Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by the coffee in your hand. My eyes are caught in your gaze all over again. We were love drunk, waiting on a miracle, trying to find ourselves in the winter snow. So we're alone in love like the world had disappeared. Oh, I won't be silent and I won't let go. I will hold on tight until the afterglow. And we'll burn so bright till the darkness softly clears. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Kicked off the Love Zone for this hour with Chicago and If You Leave Me Now, the big hit from 1976, and that of course was Ed Sheeran and Afterglow.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, it may be a bank holiday, but it still means it's, because it's a Monday, it's a Phoenix FM open mic night, which is happening this and indeed every Monday at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill, right here in Brentwood. And this is hosted by our very own Kev Piggott between 8 and 10 p.m. All tracks will be recorded, so if you feel like you're in good voice, get on down there and give it a go. As a selection is going to be played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. So that's the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night happening tonight and indeed every Monday evening at the Essex Arm, 10 Wally Hill, right here in Brentwood.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Holding up a light now, let's take that.
You can dance if you like. You can sing every line of every song. No, you don't have to steal. It was your show all along as the orchestra played. The people take the seats, there's no room left in this house. It's only you and me, and if life is your stage, I'll be you do as we start rehearsing every scene, the words to everything. We realize that the crowd is listening, and then the tears fall down on your face at exactly the right place as the people start to stand up in the aisle.
FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stevie Wonder there, who's signed, sealed and delivered. And we got a couple of great tracks back-to-back now, starting with Mika, and then we got the Isley Brothers as well.
Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today, gonna love today. Everybody's gonna love today, gonna love today. Any way you want to, any way you've got to. Love, love me, love, love me, love, love.
Love, love me, love, love me, love.
There you go, two for the price of one, kicking off with Mika and Love Today, and that was the Isley Brothers and Harvest for the World. Hold it just where you are, as we've a lot more to come after the news at two, and to take us there now, it's Square Wave.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.